This is How to Die Alone. What's up, guys? The How to Die Alone podcast. I'm your chronically ill host, Stephen Henry. With me, as long as I live, Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
Yeah. It's good to have a doctor in the house. Well, a doctor in the house.
Right. I'm good at Tijuana medicine.
Sitting across from me on mic 4, bringing it so strong. It's Davey Wavy.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
He's bringing it on that mic hot. I mean, it's mic 4, it's category 4. It's, whoa, watch
good
out.
Good God.
We're jumping in the hurricane talk there.
He's bringing in the pale force winds.
I'm pretty tan, all right? I'm pretty tan.
Get just your here. Arm sitting out the window.
Yeah, my right. Left arm.
You got the trucker tan?
Yeah.
Hanging the cigarette out.
Like a gentleman.
Sorry, you don't smoke.
No, it's just a joke. I get it.
Yeah.
No.
Candy cigarettes.
Right.
I mean, look at him. He's eating candy cigarettes. Am I right? Come on now. Bro. Anyway, hurricane.
Four stick a day habit.
No, I had to call my dad. I was like, hey.
No, I don't do that. Government always coming in telling me I can't.
Tell me I can't smoke a goddamn flower.
Flowers.
Our country was founded on the tobacco.
I'll smoke it into the hurricane. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. All for the hit.
I'll get rid of all the bees with this.
Blow it in the face of God and everyone.
All the sharks that get caught up in it.
I'll punch a shark in her titty. I don't give a fuck.
Barstool.
No, sharks are in tornadoes. Whales are in hurricanes.
Right. Mm. Terror reads in all of them.
Yeah.
Terror reads in all of them. Those are pepperoni nipples.
Ew. So,
she had like a botched like tit job or something.
Oh, yeah. It was. Yeah,
I don't even know why she got it done, dude. She was like really attractive, Van Wilder, looking fine. And then all of a sudden she's like, I need work done.
Right.
In Tijuana, Mexico, and then Tropadoc Matt comes over there and is like, oh, I'll slice these up nicely.
She was like, Ashton Kutcher wouldn't even fuck me in fiction. Like, I need to get this shit together.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I'm the least interesting part of American Pie.
I have to get a passport. You don't worry about that.
I blew the kid from Rookie of the Year.
It's not Terry Reed, that's David.
Yeah. His name was Dr. Funky Butt Lovin'.
Yeah. No, what was his name? His name was Rowan Gardner. I love like, that movie as a kid.
Oh, so yeah, of course.
David's like, I hear you got an arm like a rocket and just starts slowly unzipping. Let's
I got
have
a
some
baby
takeoff.
Arm, yeah. You got a baby arm like a doctor.
Let's make a Challenger mess all over my lap.
I get it. Because it exploded in mid-flight. Yeah. And it was too soon, I guess. Right after takeoff, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Great. Good. I'm glad we're already on to dicks.
That was my friend's theme park ride. Were you looking at the time to see how long? 3 minutes it took us to get to dicks.
3 minutes to dicks.
Yeah.
That's a movie, isn't it?
It's fucking every off-ramp.
Isn't that like 310 to dicks?
310 to...
Yeah, 310 to dicks, the Yuma.
Oh, Yuma, that's it, yeah.
310 to huge ones. 310 to... You can see the black ones on the train. Just zipping by.
That's the Magnum train.
You better hope they sew hard and they don't fall on the tracks now. Get derailed by a giant
black
dick.
Hey, Tom, I heard your wife was riding it. Did you film it?
It took out the caboose.
How come it always starts from the caboose?
When the dick falls, it's just like, damn. Just collapses on the train.
We got Challengers, dicks, trains. What's next?
Yeah, it was like the dick tugboat. It's like, dude. Dave.
Yeah.
Dave's loving it.
I guess that's what, if you're getting cucked, your dick is like the tugboat because you're just guiding the other.
You're like guiding.
You're dragging the bigger one.
Yeah.
Where it's supposed to
go.
Yeah,
you're guiding the bigger one into the port.
Yeah. Nice.
Let's hurry. He's a short, chubby one. He's like, I can hit all the sides, but I can't go. Can't get all the way in the port.
Ding off the sides.
Yeah.
Right. Just the whole time he's like pivoting. He's like, ah, oh, geez.
Oh boy.
You're so big. Huh?
Nope. Jewish.
It's gonna be such a mess.
Yeah, the cleaner's gonna be terrible.
Yeah. Then you get that dry broad. She's like a canal. You know, where they like get the dry side and then have to fill the other side up, and it's no good.
No, it looks like
locks.
Yeah, locks. That's it. Not
it looks like one of those tunnels in like Terminator where they're racing, just like the boat going down the tunnel, like the reservoir just dry docking it.
Oh yeah,
that was in Terminator.
Yeah, in Terminator, like the original, the Budnick kid is just riding a motorcycle through like those reservoirs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's also in Greece.
Yeah,
they race down there. Right. Yeah.
It's in like.
There's normally supposed to be a shit ton of water, but because it's L.A., they and Los Angeles, they never have water.
Yeah, that's always a privilege,
yeah. Right? You get to look at where the water would be.
Just like, imagine,
it's because they use it all for almonds.
Yeah, you just sit by the reservoir with your almond milk and just stare.
Yeah,
and it's so, like 100 so degrees. Hot today.
What could have been
100 degrees, and you're chugging almond milk to try to cool off, but also puking because you're chugging almond milk.
Yeah, and severely dehydrated.
Yeah,
this doesn't work at all.
I've come to a conclusion today. This isn't real milk.
Somehow it makes you thirstier.
Right.
Yeah. It's like salt pretzels at a bar.
If only we had water.
Exactly.
Well, I guess I'll just go eat a steak then. Another low water input product.
I'll just get it rare.
The fuck is that supposed to mean?
It's kind of wet.
It's blood.
Yeah.
You can drink it takes the a juices. Lot of water.
Runoff.
Bring a calf from childhood.
We're not thinking about that right now. We're thinking about immediate results.
Delicious calves.
Oh, veal?
Mm.
Veal parmesan.
Yeah.
It's one of the best.
Have some of that.
You can taste the struggle.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, they don't have a struggle.
Yeah.
They're so fatty, they like primp them.
And they just can't move. There's
no
struggling.
Yeah, they just like tie them down, yeah.
Well, and they're so weak. They're like that tugboat.
They're just like,
Can't even get the ooh out.
Yeah. kind of like the tugboat. Yeah. No, I can't get the ooh out.
It's like, meh.
Like, I'm just... Yeah, that's the millennial cows, the meh.
just clean up after yourself while you're fucking her. I'll be in the other room playing Gone Home on Steam. Don't worry about me.
Gone Home, that's a good game. Is it? It's scary, but it's good.
It's not scary.
I don't like scary games. There's creepy music in it, right? Anytime there's a movie.
Have you not played it?
No.
It's not scary at all.
Oh, okay. That's not the one
I'm
thinking
of. It's like a lesbian coming home.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
There's one where you come home and like everything's missing and like your parents aren't there and you got to try to like find out where they are.
No, that's Gone Home, but it's like this lesbian girl goes back home and she finds all like softball pictures and shit.
Yeah.
I wish I was joking.
Gay.
Like softball pictures, bikini kill albums. Like it is fucking over the top stereotype. And they're like, this is the most progressive game. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Short haircuts.
Yeah, like all the flannel shirts in her closet.
Converse a strewn.
We never talk about games,
with
really, do
Chevy,
we?
Yeah, with a Chevy in the front yard.
Mm. Are we trying to be accessible? Is that why we don't talk about games?
Yeah. I think
like,
so.
Stick to things people know, like sports, domestic violence, things like that.
Right. Cucking.
There's a lot of overlap in those two.
Cucking. Bix pens.
Bix pens. Ugh.
The scourge of all pens.
It's the worst.
But they'll tell you how to do your job.
The thing is, every one you get is just so dry.
Yeah, but they usually kill in the villages.
And I'm just like, did this have ink in it in the 80s?
Yeah, but you write one joke and you're hungry 30 minutes later.
This is so inside baseball off the gate. At least last week we ended with it.
I feel like everybody in Philly and New York probably is like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Since we have such a huge like following there.
We will.
Yeah, eventually.
When Kuba's in Philly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
Boxing shirts of Donovan McNabb that isn't blatant.
Let's announce it so he has to commit to it, and I'll clip this and send it to you on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's like, guess what you're coming to, Lewis?
Well, actually, we're going to go to him, because I don't think you want him in your house.
I don't want him in my house.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to go bananas.
I have enough problems with piss as is with a broken toilet. I don't need him just winging it all over the house.
Oh, yeah, your
toilet
is broken.
He just walks in, he's like, nice to meet you, pissing face.
Or he's just sipping a cup, and he's like, "Oh yeah, nice place." He just throws it. He's like, "Is that pee? Were you drinking pee?"
That's his handshake.
And he's like, "Acting."
He's like, "Yeah, bro, I drink pee. It's what I do."
Keeps me hydrated. It's better than almond milk.
I don't know if I'm going to be on that episode. Then
we got to practice our Lewis voice.
I know, but that's the thing. Is like, I feel like I am the Lewis of us.
Well, maybe
I'm like just... somehow Big J and Lewis combined.
Well, maybe if
like
just...
you guys morph together in the flying machine.
Yeah. Because I always say just
chain smoking, eating Wendy's.
Because I always say like the most bizarre shit, and then usually you guys have to correct me. But well, somehow, like, bizarre. Somehow it's still funny.
There's a difference between bizarre and wrong.
Oh, racist.
Right.
Shut up, Messi. You did it again. You son of a bitch.
Well, thanks for proving the point.
I know. The thing is, I'm white, and I can't get away with it like a, you know, a rattlesnake that's Puerto Rican can.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yeah, Puerto Ricans have just free reign on the N-word.
You should scrap them.
No, I'm so
you
jealous.
Scrap with them.
Like, no way, dude. I watched him at Ellis Mania. He beat the shit out of that.
You should, you should try to ice him.
That's got to be nice about being Puerto Rican when you're like, when you're filling out the EEO form, you can just check white and nobody's going to know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be like, yeah. And you just, like, drop the N-word and they're like, whoa. And you're like, hey, Puerto Rican. It's cool.
Yeah.
You, just, you get to play that card whenever you want.
The cop pulls you over and you're like, yeah, man, white. Don't worry about it.
It's like, I don't know.
It's like logic.
The cop's walking back to his car and he's like, yeah, screw you, N-word. And he's like, what? Because the cop is black. That's
shoots.
A twist.
Oh. Crisscross.
It's like Logic. You ever seen Logic?
The
rapper?
Yes.
He looks white, but he's like mixed technically.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool. So he can say the N-word, but like people are like, hey, wait, can you? Oh, yeah, yeah, you can.
You just carry your 23andMe around with you.
Yeah, you're like, you got to pull it out. Say,
hang on, before you beat my ass.
Predominantly Africa.
I've got this scroll.
Yeah. Certifiable, sir.
That's like the new thing now, like.
Says right here, can say N-word.
In the future, right. In the future, they're going to be so yeah, fast check. At like checking your heritage. Gangs will just have like, hey, spin this cup, white boy. And you spin it and you're like, all right, he's 65% like, Puerto Rican. We'll let it slide this time.
It's like, get over here, playboy. Let me swab that mouth.
Yeah. Why are you taking your pants off?
Got Q-tip in my dick hole. I don't give a fuck.
Why do they think? Why do you think they call me Q-tip?
That's why they call them swabs.
Swabs, yeah. Yeah.
Swabs.
Exactly. Yeah. Right when I was saying Q-tips, Jenkins. I was thinking, Q-tip. Swab the uvula.
From a Tribe Called Quest. Q-tip. He's a rapper.
So hurricanes.
Right.
This is why I said, we were, by the way, a little inside baseball for the audience. We were playing with the idea of starting with a topic, and then it always does this.
Well, it goes to dicks because we don't know what to talk about, and then
goes
it goes back
and racism
into
racism, right? Jokes about women, and then
who can say the N-word?
Weird gang membership.
But in our defense, we cuckold. We fucking nail those subjects. If I'm being honest,
right? Rat mouth.
We leave no stone unturned. Stone unturned when it comes to these subjects,
right? Of course.
But anyway, yeah, so I called my dad. I was like, hey, because they're in Virginia Beach. And I was like, you guys going to be all right from the hurricane? And my dad's like, hey, what's up? He's like, yeah.
David's like, what you want, son? No. I'm just chilling.
He's like, yeah. He's
no wonder
like,
David's so cool.
I wish.
Yeah. Barry White.
That would be awesome.
The straight sipping on yak.
I thought you will never find. As long as you live. The number.
Sipping on yak and crushing up Zannies. Looking at this storm like, fuck off, bitch. It's like, what is going on with David's dad?
It's got like Otis Redding playing in the sitting on the dock of the bay.
Like, some I wish I wasn't Barry White. I wish I was Marvin Gaye so someone would kill my kid. Dad! I'm on the phone right now.
Oh, don't I know.
Cosby, Marvin Gaye, a lot of dead sons. I just don't draw the luck.
Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye's son wasn't killed. He was killed by his dad.
Son, how much do you
kill his
His
son?
Dad killed him. Yeah.
Well, your dad's got some wishful thinking.
Yeah, there you go. He's like, son, I just got to make it down to Florida.
Why don't you come up here so I can stand my ground a little bit?
How much do you weigh? I need to know how strong to make this lean.
Oh, my dad, I'm a big boy. My dad's short. He's only like 5'8".
I just got to hope I can get you walking so you fall within the residence. Sorry, so your dad wants to kill you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's... I mean, you guys pretty much nailed the conversation. I don't know how you know all this about
me. How much money do you need this time?
You'll never find that dead son of mine.
And then he'll dedicate an album to me. So we can crack the top 100 on iTunes.
It's going to take one of us dying, DW.
Oh, I'm the first to go for sure.
DW's responsible for an album on charts. Comedy? No. Yeah. But the circumstances were hilarious.
And the evidence. He was found with a rubber chicken up his ass. Imagine that, like a clown crime scene.
Like a fake nose somewhere. Just laying on the ground. Like one clown shoe. What
the fuck? Just they're like, check this handkerchief for semen or something like that. He just keeps pulling.
Yeah.
One of those like sunflowers.
Yeah, it's all in David's butt.
One of those sunflowers like a semen splatter.
Hey, Reynolds, check this out. Honk, honk, squirt. No!
How did he even get it out of there? It's so viscous. There's no pressure. It's not carbonated cum.
He had to have watered it down. He watered it down. It had to have been.
Did he put seltzer in his chips?
It looks like this coconut water. But it's really watered down.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm drinking jizz.
He made La Crotch.
So my dad. Dad called. Well, I called him because I just wanted David. To check on him. He's not Corey. I just wanted to check on him, and say, you know, and then apparently, because I haven't been keeping up with it, so I have no idea. I just knew it wasn't him and us, so I was happy.
Yeah.
But I saw a photo of it, like, right off the coast, and I'm like, this looks bad. But my dad's like, oh, it's just going to turn and kind of hit North Carolina. I was like, all right, that's cool. He's like, yep, I'm going to get dinner now at this, like, soup place. I was like, all right.
Soup place?
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike Morris.
Like, is this, yeah.
And then that was the end of the call. That's what my dad does. He just kind of like, he hates talking.
So he hangs up and goes for soup?
Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't soup. What was it? It was a noodle. It was a noodle place.
You've been outranked by soup.
It was just a noodle bar, it's called.
Yeah, but it's got big.
Soup, you're my new son.
No, it was a noodle. It had like ramen and it had like, you know, different kind of noodles.
Yeah. Yeah. I like noodles.
I was like, thanks, Dad. And then he just hung up. It was like the end of it.
You know, bye or anything like that?
Yeah, you know.
This is some good-ass tomato bisque. Better my tomato bitch-ass.
Why am I a bitch now? What the fuck? He just turns into trashing me. At least my dad's very white.
Dave is like a chicken sandwich.
Your mother was like a Parmesan. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of hope your dad is Barry White. God, that's so funny.
Stuffed
that's
up here.
Fun. Hurricanes, huh?
Yeah, I'm just glad it didn't hit. Because last year I went for Irma.
Yeah.
It was supposed to, like, destroy Tampa. So I was like, last minute, I'm like, all right, I'm getting out of here. I go to Jacksonville. The fucking thing turns and goes right over Jacksonville. So we never lost power at our apartment. And the place I went lost power. I was like, you got to be shitting me. I was pissed.
I went to Orlando. Like, the... Like midnight before it was supposed to hit, and so I love it when they turn off all the tolls.
Oh,
yeah, you're just like, oh boy, I love hurricanes.
Yeah,
I don't have to pay for shit.
Fucking tolls, I don't want to pay tolls.
Private roads,
there's a lot of drive on a goddamn road.
So I see when I like
private business built this road. I don't know.
There's the shocks in my car. I don't care about your.
One of my friends
there's flowers on the side of the road. You can smoke those, but.
But yeah,
can't
because
grow
it
them
turned,
in your own closet.
Because the hurricane turned, my friend was selling cases of water for like $75. I'm
no
like, you're a
way.
Scumbag.
Wow, did it work?
I don't know, probably. It's Virginia. People panic and overpay for
oh,
everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay, because they're not used to it. Did you see that video of the Weather Channel guy doing the like, oh, I'm out here in the storm. He's like struggling to stand up, and then there's two people like nonchalantly walking behind him just fine.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But that's how they always do it.
Yeah.
It was like the CNN thing with the green screen. Where they went to the roof and pretended they were over in, like, Desert Storm or something in the 80s.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, you didn't see this?
No.
It's fake as fuck. They went to the roof and they, like, pretend like they're, like, in the desert or wherever they're at. Yeah. But they were on the roof of, like, the CNN building. They weren't out.
Them and Brian Williams?
Yeah. Brian Williams was there, too.
He was like, I'm in that helicopter.
Yeah.
That one right there, but you're standing next to me. Nope.
They do that shit all the time, dude. Like, Nancy Grace was supposed to be talking to a woman. Nancy Grace is in, like, L.A. or New York or wherever the fuck she is. And then the woman was supposed to be in Arizona on scene. But, like, Nancy Grace is, like, outside for some reason. And, like, you see behind Nancy Grace a car drive by. Or two vehicles drive by. And then across the street behind the woman, you see the same vehicles. This woman's supposed to be in Arizona. She's fucking across the street from her. And you see the same vehicles drive by in the background. People are like, what the fuck?
Like it's Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, dude. It was like those 2D scrollers where it's the same scene over and over again.
Like the cars are going by, it's just playing bongos. That's bongos.
They save money doing that. They're not going to fly someone out to Arizona. So they're just like, oh, we'll just put her across the street, I guess. I don't know. You can see it on YouTube.
It's just like some frazzled producer. He's like, green screen. Like, we already got caught doing this green screen. Man.
You want a job next month?
They get a guy.
You better fucking do this.
They get a guy from the community theater who's really proficient in mime. He's got like one of his inside out umbrellas. Just like walking against a breeze that isn't there.
Oh, somebody posted a video on North Carolina today. Did you see that one where the guy was washing his car in the hurricane?
No.
It's like a guy in his house and he's filming his neighbor and he's like, what the fuck is he doing? And you just see him out there like washing the back of his Dodge Neon. There's like a trash can blowing down the street and the wind's just, you know, and the rain. So I guess he's like, well, I'm not going to waste this water opportunity. So he's like, I'm going to wash my car.
You know who could use it? He's like, L.A.
Yeah, right?
He was like, I could run over so many protesters with this.
Yeah, right? It was a Neon. It wasn't a Charger. But I get it.
If you get hit with a four banger, it's just like, God damn it.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Neon's like a mosquito bite. You're like, come on.
I should have dodged.
A bumper falls off.
I should have just dodged. Like shoo it out. Oh. Gently shoo it out of the way.
Yeah.
You just hear it whirring down the street like one sad little bee. It's like, God damn it. Racist in a neon.
Doesn't even have tents, so you can just see him and everything.
Window doesn't roll up all the way.
Yeah.
Just gunning in his neon at like 45 miles an hour with his SS hat on.
Car shaking.
Yeah, it's got speed wobbles at 45 because it's got like 12-inch fucking tires on there.
No, it's just got a donut on the front.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There's always that one.
I can't afford the tire replacement. Mm-hmm. Until the next this is good for Burger King.
Yeah,
yeah, this tire is good for 50 miles, this donut. I'm on 46 right now. We're going to push it.
I'm not going to need it after that 49th.
Yeah.
I'll be rich on Friday.
This will be entered into evidence at that point.
Pretty hard to get hair out of those things.
You tried, Matt?
Couple times. I know, you're about to find out.
It was dog fur, so you know, like, you kind of think it's the same.
Right.
You just get run over with
That's it.
With
dog.
With a neon. You're like, what is it, like curb weight of a fucking air mattress? What the hell just hit me?
Is that a scooter? What is this, a razor?
He bummed me with his Vespa.
Yeah, that's the most hilarious though.
Hey, cried. Like... Yeah, that's the true Antifa. Just mildly inconvenience people just by like bumping into them with scooters.
Or like running in the ankles of shopping carts kind of stuff. Yeah, just really annoying shit. Instead of laying down in Publix, they're like, oh, wait, you're here shopping at Publix? Bang! Right in the back of their ankles. You're like, motherfucker!
It's like, you got to fight them? No, it's just really annoying. Are you going to stop being racist? No!
More now.
Going to buy only white wine.
If he was Chinese, of course he couldn't drive it.
Asian.
Yeah. Stereotype.
Please, Asian kids don't protest. They're too busy doing their homework and shit. So they can run the world.
Right. With the Jews.
That's right.
Of course. Always have a shout out.
Asians are the Jews of the East.
So I kind of want to ask Matty Bills about what it's like to live with such a prolific mind as John Jacobs.
Oh, like
the cinema you're putting together.
Oh, I mean, we're putting together content every day. Yes. I know that at 5:30, whenever I start getting tagged in videos, I know that new content has been released, has been edited, put in, and the audio is going to be crisp, clear.
How do you get in character? Work for a John Jacobs joint to sing all the
time. What you have to do is that you don't think about the role that you're playing. You have to be the role that you're playing.
And you so look it can like happen at any moment. Roles.
You have to be ready at any moment. Because at any moment, comedy can happen. Mm-hmm. And at any point, the camera can be pulled out, the lights set up, and you have to be on.
Right. I find the original guerrilla comedy was 1938's King Kong.
Right.
This inside the Fat Actor studio? What is this shit?
Well, sometimes, the best part is still getting credit, even though you don't do anything. When you put your own dog in an oven.
Yes.
Or a sketch called Hot Dogs.
Where you just sit in the Hugel. Background at a table there. No speaking role whatsoever. You're just sitting in the background.
Playing Candy Crush on your phone.
Yes.
But you're actually crushing your role.
As is tradition.
So sometimes you have to be the foundation of which the cinematic house must be.
Do you find that comedy just happens around you? You happen amidst hilarity. The muse finds
the
you.
The muse finds the vehicle. Sometimes you just ride.
Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and you see the muse has left a hickey upon your neck.
And it was John Jacobs.
But it was really your roommate with a dustbuster. As they want to do. For a new bit. It's like, oh yeah, are you kidding me?
It's like, oh yeah, it's going to be great.
Man, you just do a backflip off the roof. It's a three-story house.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll land it. It'll be great. I'll film down here. I'll catch you.
You'll break your fall on these golf balls.
Here, do it with Hussie. No, actually, he wouldn't do that
just
with Hussie.
Just jump on the pine tree. Just jump, the sap will stop you. Slow you down.
He wouldn't do that with Hussie. He actually cares about Hussie.
That's just pasted on the upper branches.
It's all right. If you die, I'll take care of Hussie. It's all right.
I think that's what he's trying to do. Is just
trying to kill you so he can, keep
so he can take care of my dog. Like,
hey, Matt, who wants some bacon? It's my third plate today, John.
Yeah, it keeps getting less and less cooked every time I eat it.
I got bacon I seasoned in Everclear.
What are you doing with that knife?
Just black out on this couch and wheeze for a couple hours.
Oh yeah, whenever you pass out, make sure you do it on your back, fellas.
Are we doing some Tropadoc? I don't have the music ready.
No, that's fine. I mean, that's all you can really tell is the Tropadoc to tell you to sleep on your back.
That's good advice.
Scott would tell you. So would Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, you don't also never fall asleep at a party with your shoes on.
Right.
Because then you get dicks drawn on your face.
Right.
That was always our rule.
There were some people that wouldn't follow
with
that
rule. With your shoes on? That's the rule?
Yeah, yeah, like if you were at a party and you fell asleep with your shoes on, you're fair game.
Is that just training you to be homeless?
That just means that you passed out.
Don't respect them when they sleep with their shoes on. Those shoes are fair game.
No, but if you pass out on the couch and you have your feet on the couch with your shoes on,
if you can,
you're going to get dicks drawn on you.
If you can sharpie a dick on a man's face, you could surely cut through the duct tape and take his shoes.
At least chew through it.
Don't you devalue my artistic merit with dicks on faces. It took me 20 minutes to do this dick.
Right.
I'll use three different Sharpie colors.
All these ball hairs are...
Real pubes.
Yeah.
I had to rip them out, and I wince each time.
You just dabbled with your nutsack on his face.
Yeah. Right. Give him the Arabian goggles.
You'll teabag him.
It's like, what are you guys thinking? What are you gentlemen thinking? Watercolor, acrylic, oil paint?
Vinyl.
Vinyl.
Oh, God.
Gotta use an oil-based paint because this wood is pine.
God, what the fuck is that from?
Simpsons, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's paint your wagon bit.
With blood, I assume.
Was it Lee Marvin?
Ooh, he's always surly.
He's always surly. Yeah, that's a musical.
Simpsons.
Right. Yeah. I talked about it. I was, because I think he said, yeah, what happened in the last episode? I was like, let me guess, you fell asleep, didn't you? He's like, yeah, pretty much. So I'm glad we got that out of the way in the first 45 minutes so that John might actually hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to get all the gold in the first 45 so people can be like, that's only 15. It didn't really matter.
Right. It's only 15 where David stopped talking because we forgot he was recording.
I can't wait to release that one.
Yeah, we should just do it, dude. I don't care.
I think enough time has passed that I could just be like, all right.
It's going to be fine as long as I don't have, like, the part where David's like, my social security number.
I didn't say that, did I?
I don't remember doing that.
Of course you don't.
Yeah. Why do you think I get all this nice stuff? I mean,
that's why my bank account's been fucking
negative.
Yeah,
that's why you never have any money.
Yeah. I was wondering why.
I thought it was all because I had Wendy's every day and I had car payments. No.
John's taking Matt's credit. I'm taking yours.
That's right. He's going to ride Hussy to the top.
We get this to a solid
much.
20.
Yeah, because like now
he's done more schedule with her than you.
Today was John's 400th. Today was John's 400th YouTube video.
Good God, really?
Yeah.
Did they send him a plaque or something? Aren't you supposed to get a plaque?
So. They need to.
No, I think if you have to have 1,000 subscribers or something to get that. How many subscribers does he have?
I don't know. I just know there's 400 videos.
Subscribe to John Jacobs on YouTube.
Right,
John. We got to at least one more, maybe.
Right. There's like 30 John Jacobs on YouTube. You have to basically know something he's done.
You have to know one of the sketches. So look up hot dogs, because that one's at, I think, 1,300.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. I mean, once you see that K behind a number, I'm like, ah, oh, sweet. Yeah. The jump rope video.
You really want 3 of those, K.
Right.
Easily.
Of course.
When I was at the baseball game, because they keep track of strikes with Ks.
Right.
There's this big board for Kane's Furniture at the Rays Stadium. They only had 3 strikeouts at the time. Like, please stop.
He's like, no.
Just end it the rest of the game with just 3 Ks up there. Yeah, I don't understand.
Someone's
the K
driving
anyway.
A Challenger onto the field.
That's how you know it was invented.
It's the 9th inning. They have 26 Ks.
He's like, score is 14-88.
He's like drifting. He's like drifting around all the white players, hitting the brown ones.
They're like, play around it.
It's baseball, dude. The game never ends until it's over.
Right.
So it's just an obstacle at this point.
Yeah, that sounds
and
like
starting in center field. A Dodge Charger, Challenger. What is this?
Yeah, to have a demolition derby in the middle of a baseball game.
He goes up there, like, tilting over and burning a Hebrew National stand. It's like, not my goddamn stadium.
I'm on ballpark. Ballpark only hot dogs in this motherfucker.
Throws a trash can through the bullpen.
Where's my Gwaltney? I want Gwaltney hot dogs in here. Only American products, goddammit. Get them fucking Hebrew Nationals out of here.
Hebrew Nationals. Like, no, because all I can think about now is a demolition derby in the middle of a baseball game.
Fuck yeah.
It's like, that's the 4th center fielder we've had this season.
Dude, that'd be insane.
That would make it a lot more interesting. You know what's funny is, like, the people I went with, they're like, man, there are a lot of old people here. I'm like, we're at a baseball game at 1 p.m. on a Wednesday.
You yeah. think, like, the fucking youth of America is going to be... You're in Florida, first of all. There's already a lot of old people here.
It would just sound like you would take underprivileged kids, homeless people, and old people.
Yeah, that's pretty much all there was.
Really?
Yeah.
Who were they playing? In there? Who were
no,
the Rays
they
playing?
They're on the outside.
Yeah.
The Rays were playing the Indians. Very progressive. So,
right.
Man, the Indians
the
were
Redskins.
Blown up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know nothing about why. They'd be getting blown up because racism.
No, it's been baseball. I can't snap with my left hand.
We learned something about David today.
You hear that? It's left-handed. Sounds like shit. Right.
David can't snap goofy.
I know, and I'm left-footed, which is bananas. I write left-handed. I'm left-footed. I shoot pole left-handed.
You write left-handed?
Yeah.
How do you write? As in the direction.
You look like you write like you can't read.
Because I'm left-handed. And I'm a genius, all right? Genius people have sloppy handwriting, all right? That's what the Facebook tutorial I saw.
Is that what the BuzzFeed article said?
Yeah, that's the sweet article.
You had someone read these?
It's tough to have good
I can read.
It's tough to have good penmanship with elbow macaroni and glitter.
I can't keep it straight.
David's closing his notebook and you just hear that crunching of uncooked pasta.
He's like, Daddy, I made you a new painting.
I fucking hate this kid.
That's my dad again. What did I do to you guys? I'll
tell you what you do. You lose this number.
I'll send you a burner phone.
If it ain't broke or bleeding, don't fucking call me. But make sure I'm your beneficiary.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants a short-term investment, so he wants life insurance, David.
You heard him get famous now, so he'd be worth millions when I kill you.
Pay off in 30 to 40 days.
Oh, It's a good thing my dad doesn't know how to listen to a podcast.
That's all my dad does is listen to podcasts and try to catch squirrels.
Really?
Yeah, he has a book called How to Outsmart Squirrels.
No, did he write it?
A book? Yeah. Did he write it?
No, my mom bought
it.
He
lived it, goddamn.
He lived it. Who the fuck? So I'm like, what are you doing?
Who the fuck wrote it, first of all? I want to know who wrote the book. And then how the fuck your dad got suckered into buying it?
And a squirrel, it's a squirrel with a hat on.
Is it like a Dr. Seuss hat with like the two...
Please tell me it's a dunce cap.
And he's got like a magnifying glass.
I can't
and it's
remember
like how to find squirrels.
I can't remember if it was a... No, it might have been like a little top hat, I think.
Oh, okay. What are those Dr. Seuss hats called? You know what I'm talking about?
Fedoras.
No, they got the two brims on them.
Tricorn.
Wait, are you talking about like the Sherlock Holmes hat?
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes hat.
Dr. Seuss hat?
Oh, that's what I meant. Sherlock Holmes. Sorry.
Way different.
Yeah, I got confused.
Oh, Jesus. Should I do the bit?
There's been a murder most foul in Whotown, Whoville.
Sherlock Holmes.
He killed him with a wumbus. Up his fluple.
Horton hears a Moriarty.
Star-bellied sneeches get star-bellied steeches.
That's right. What?
One fish, two fish, red fish, dead fish.
Yeah. It's just Watson in a top hat, too.
Going at his pipe.
Blowing bubbles.
No, I was thinking it was a Sherlock Holmes cat or hat. It's a squirrel in there with a Sherlock Holmes hat holding a magnifying glass, and it's like how to find squirrels.
It was how to outwit squirrels.
Oh.
I think it's not smart. Your story's full of holes.
Yeah. This fucking thing's collapsing like a house of cards there.
Yeah. Because like my dad doesn't want to kill squirrels. He just wants to relocate them. So he traps them in a squirrel trap, and then he'll put them in his truck. Then he'll take them like
to his neighbor's house, throw in the backyard.
Yeah. Fuck you, Dale.
Leaves it in the cage, and he calls animal control. This guy's trapping squirrels next door and leaving them back.
He's got
there.
A whole truck bed.
They're
full
all
of
dead.
Squirrels.
The guy didn't even know they're back there. Yeah.
So he's got a whole truck bed full of squirrels. He's just like listening to opera music, driving down the interstate.
Yeah, just silent.
He's like the Pied Piper, but with squirrels. They just follow him around. Because he blows a harmonica instead of like a slide whistle.
Pied Piper of squirrels. That's so fucking funny.
Cop pulls him over. He's like, you know how fast you were going?
He's like,
tell me how fast my fist is. And just collapses his trachea. Back up with the opera music and down the road.
He's like, let me guess. The speed was... Nuts. opens the cab. No, the squirrels come flying
he
out.
He opens all the cages at once.
He's got to attack squirrels.
Get him, boys.
Go for the eyes and groin. Like daddy taught you.
And as he drives off, he's whispering, the squirrel man can. And then the cops down there are getting mauled by fucking squirrels.
His face ripped apart.
All I saw was gray and white, and I heard the squirrel man can.
So bushy. So bushy.
Somehow nuts ended up in my mouth. There was nuts in the squirrel's mouth. I don't know what was going on.
They started burying nuts in my ass.
They're interviewing me. It's all in a disarray.
Left was right. Right was up was down. Fluffy tails everywhere.
Dude, squirrels are scary, man. They're like rats with fluffy tails.
Yeah, pretty that's much. Exactly what they are.
Except they eat nuts.
Nailed it.
And live in trees. And they're the only animal that can walk facing down a tree.
What? Oh, like grabbing onto it?
Yeah, like
they're saying like no animals can look down.
No. Like they can walk up the tree and then turn around and walk straight down it.
Right.
They're the only animals because they have like claws and shit like in
right.
There. And then there's the flying ones. He traps some of them
sugar
bad boys.
Gliders.
Yeah, he traps some of them. He just like throws them out the window like a paper airplane. Or like attack drones.
All I can see is
squirrel drones.
Him just trying to throw like lightly toss on him like he's like go on an adventure, little buddy, just straight into another car. Just
dunk. He goes full Rocky and Bullwinkle, he puts a little aviator cap and goggles on.
No, they're all named Chip and Dale. They're all named Chip or Dale.
My little squirrel takes flight, or little squirrel takes a bite of the front of a semi.
The hell, the guy threw a fucking squirrel at me.
He goes through the radiator, though, and he dismantles that semi.
Right through the radiator. God damn it, it was squirrels again.
The goddamn squirrel man got me. It's like the police report. He's like known all over Pensacola as like the squirrel man.
Yeah, my dad knows how to fight people too.
Like, what?
Like from Half-Baked.
Oh, Squirrel Master?
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Squirrel Man, not Squirrel.
Yeah, Squirrel Master.
Squirrel Master.
Yeah, my dad is secretly building a squirrel army.
That's right. And he goes.
He's going to take over the Gulf Coast.
Yep. Secret underground squirrel fights, like chicken fights. So that's what they fight here in Florida.
That's right. I'm Squirrel Master's bitch.
He brought in a ringer. Brought in a ringer from the Amazon. It's like this giant fucking flying squirrel.
No, someone at work was telling me that, like,
that's a kangaroo.
Yeah.
It's like marsupials are not rodents. Yeah. This is not regulation.
It's like a possum.
He's like, but it's a wallaby. It's tiny.
Would you go at a wombat? No.
No. Squirrels only.
Quit trying to sneak badgers into here.
Everybody's placing their bets on what squirrel's going to win. We should set up some squirrel fights. Just like put one nut in the middle, and then whoever like gets the nut and like cracks it.
Tape their little paws together, together and give them knives.
That's right.
Ginsu's. Yeah, tape the knives to the squirrels.
The squirrel's paws.
And then put one on their tail like a scorpion.
Right.
So they can like hit it up. That'd be great, man. Squirrel fights?
I think we might be onto something.
For hard part's catching them first. But then you gotta, like, you can't feed them, so they're starving.
The
so
other
you put
squirrel's
one
like,
nut
why
in
did
there.
You stab me? It's my nature.
Yeah. Like not, the old do not fear the snake because it bites.
The squirrel and the squirrel.
The squirrel and the squirrel.
Hey, Aesop's fables are getting lazy.
Squirrel fight. All right, so
we should have the show.
I don't know if it's the famous philosopher Chip or Dale who said, squeak, squeak.
Yeah.
Squeak, squeak.
They should have,
went in squeak, squeak.
Oh, they should have Aesop Fable Mad Libs. The butt and the nipple.
You just fill it in.
A very butt. Farty butt was trying to get across the nipple pond. When a cheese waffle is floating by, it's like, what the fuck is the point of this?
It's like a creature on adventures?
No, a Mad Lib.
Oh, you put an adjective in here and you put in.
Yeah.
Just completely ruin the message.
Is that what the squirrel did? Because I don't know where this is coming from.
I'm just saying how great it would be. I want to make that just so like kids can not learn.
Okay.
Oh, because he did the squirrel and the squirrel. That's why, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got it.
Instead of the, what is it, the
like
the bunny and the scorpion, or the scorpion and the...
Scorpion and the scorpion and the frog.
The frog, that's it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's really just based on Mortal Kombat, you know, scorpion and reptile.
Right.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, and it's judged by...
Yeah, that's where they got the idea from.
The Whoopi Man.
Babyality.
Netherworld fucking Aesop Fables.
Same thing.
Tournament of Champions, some lightning god in a very racist hat.
Somehow he's white, though, in the movie.
Right.
But his name's Raiden. I don't know.
Some girl was just like, I'm just going to wear a fucking sports bra and yoga pants. That's how I'm going to fight.
Like, you do that, sister.
Cool.
Progressive.
And this other guy's like, I'm just going to wear the yoga pants so I can get real deep knee pants.
Luke Cage. And sunglasses. Cage. Oh, yeah, Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage.
Luke Cage is more like your dad.
He's just walking around the city beating up people.
I had to kick my son out of Hell's Kitchen. Kid was too fat.
Couldn't fight a lick. Bled like a little bitch.
The only thing you ever fought was fucking diabetes. He lost. I'm sorry, dude.
I did.
It's getting mean.
I lost.
I was like, that's not funny anymore. This is mean.
I want to go back to Matt's dad. He never explained the book, though.
Right.
Have you read the book?
No, I haven't read it. Oh, okay. Well, my mom bought it for my dad to
so
make
you just
fun
went
of
back
my dad.
Home. Oh, to make fun of him.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Because
like,
he was already doing this?
Right, yeah. He, like, unsolicited, already doing it. For some reason, like, he and my brother have this vendetta against squirrels.
He's just, like, sipping brandy. He's like, would you tell Rembrandt about the colors? What do I need the book for? I'm already a master.
No, but nobody told Leonardo how to paint. Don't tell me how to trap squirrels.
Hey, Sharon, you want to look out the window there? You see those 40 cages in the back of my truck? Who do you think fucking filled them? I did. Get this shit out.
He throws it in the fireplace.
He just wings it in, and then their wedding picture immediately after.
But there's a picture of a squirrel taped over my mom's face.
Yeah. With the veil and everything.
Get out of here. Shoo.
It's bon
he tells her to shoo and goes back to his Calvin and Hobbes.
Not now, mother.
I'm doing some light reading.
This is leather-bound Far like, Side books.
Not, yeah. Not now, Amanda. I'm looking at these three-panel comics.
I pulled these out of my permanent collection.
Tomorrow there's war.
That family circus is a riot.
I'm a man of very particular taste.
Very particular skills. Isn't,
yeah, your dad's a doctor or something, isn't he, too?
He's got like two master's degrees.
He traps squirrels.
He traps squirrels.
Plot twist, he owns a plantation. He's like, I've been working on mastering for a while.
Big Daddy from fucking Django Unchained. Your dad's Don Johnson. Yes. All right, I got Barry White. You get Don Johnson from fucking Django as your dad.
Oh, who's my dad get to be?
Candyland or whatever.
Yes, Daddy.
Yeah, Daddy. I don't know, Steven.
You find him, you tell me who he is.
Anthony Hopkins and fucking...
exactly.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, your dad keeps a pig farm.
I already keep Jodie Foster.
Your dad's Bricktop from Snatch. Dad, do you want some sugar-free coffee? No, thanks, Steven. I'm sweet enough.
Get back in that hole. It puts the lotion in the basket.
He's got to put his hand brace on because he's got carpal tunnel from all the tousling.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, that's interesting, though, that he has
is it
a squirrel book.
Is yeah. It interesting?
It is. Like, I can't believe that your dad has two masters, and in his spare time, he catches squirrels.
Yeah, no, he's gotten into, like, cloud watching and bird watching.
Cloud watching.
But, yeah, he'll look at cloud, like, he, for some reason.
Is he
reason,
turning into The Simpsons? Like, old man yells at a cloud?
Pretty much. I know like, that's what references. It seems like, because we'll just be, like, I think he's just doing it to spite he's like, my
Matt,
mom.
He'll elbow you in the ribs. That's a cumulus. Yeah. And he just, like, points to it.
Yeah. I was like,
that cloud shaped like a squirrel, I think.
We gotta catch it. Get in the truck and like follow.
Right.
Like
yeah.
Cloud chasers instead
he's
of like storm chasers.
He's got like a vacuum.
Come back to the Williams compound. We're gonna be taping ladders together.
Get out Dorothy 3.
He didn't get a master's
like
in
Twister?
Engineering. Yeah. Dorothy 3. That's what he does. He sets up flying squirrels with little sensors on them into the clouds to find out like the air density
he's
and
got
the
like
property. How heavy is that cloud?
Like just looking at the readout from the machine, he's like, no acorns anywhere in it.
Yeah, that's all they keep coming back. It's like, no acorns to be found, sir.
Look at the acorn needle. It's not even moving.
It's still on zero. God damn it.
I'm just glad we found something to laugh about besides dicks and women bashing.
And your dad killing you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We did kind of revert it. My dad kills me. Matt's dad gets cool fucking flying squirrels. Two master's degrees,
yeah,
all kinds of shit.
Yeah, Squirrel Army Larry.
Yeah, he's just a squirrel man can.
Yeah, but apparently my dad murders policemen with the squirrel army.
Oh, that's true.
To get them, boys. And launches them into semi-trucks.
Like a dart.
Yeah. It's the funnest game of lawn darts.
I'm going to take down that Mack truck.
No, I don't think the squirrel has a say in it. That's the point.
No, that's right. A dad. His dad's like, I'm taking on that Mack truck and just chucks it right at the radiator. Yeah, no,
like, that's a funny thing.
How many
thing,
points
though,
do you
like...
think that's worth?
Yeah. I just keep picturing, like, Wanted, where he has all the rats with, like, the bombs on it and peanut butter and shit.
What the fuck?
Wanted?
The movie Wanted.
Were they curved bullets? And
yeah, things? That movie.
Oh, it was... Oh, that wasn't... Yeah, I never watched that.
Oh, okay. The Russian guy in there, like, he's, like, really good with the rats.
So, like, Ant-Man?
He, yeah, but he catches them with peanut butter because he's, like... Rats like love peanut butter. So at the end of the
everybody
movie,
everybody loves peanut butter.
Jeremy, what's his name, Renner or whatever. Yeah. At the end of the movie, he like gets all those dudes rats together because he traps them.
Yeah.
And blows up the compound because he tapes like fucking little like C4s to the rats and like puts a clock on it. You ever seen it? It's a good movie.
So it's like the opposite of Mouse Hunt.
Yeah. He takes down the building with a bunch of fucking squirrels that blow up all at once.
Was that Nathan Lane?
Yeah, Nathan Lane and some other guy.
Yeah. That's a great movie, Mouse Hunt. Then at the end, they all become friends.
No, do they?
And Mouse Hunt.
Is it like
day.
Ratatouille?
In yeah. Mouse Hunt, yeah. Mouse.
Yeah, that was one that was a movie I was thinking of was Willard. Wasn't that the other one with the guy that controls
that was a scary
rats?
One, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, that's a good bit different than Mouse Hunt.
Yeah, but that was Crispin Glover.
Yeah, what if they put the two together?
Wasn't that Crispin Glover that was Willard?
Probably.
Creepy thin man.
Can you do a Nathan Lane voice?
No, because it just keeps going to, like, just...
How do you get mistaken for gay?
It's the birdcage.
It's like, Nathan Lane.
Get these mice off of me.
I can't do them.
No.
Nah, I can't.
He's
do
like
it.
An American Ricky Gervais. That's how I look at him.
Yeah. It's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Shocking.
I know. I was right for once, right, guys?
You know who's really like an American
Notated.
Ricky Gervais?
What time is it?
Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yeah. Norm.
Norm.
Did you see what happened,
Let's
Matt,
just drive
Norm?
This shit into the ditch.
920. What?
Did you see what happened with Norm?
No, okay. Yeah, no. Actually, I needed
David
to, like,
was pretending
so he said,
wanted the timestamp.
It was something.
Yeah,
it was
banging.
I just knew it was something about Me Too, and then everybody got mad.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
That's like every story. It's always right. about, like, Me Too, and then everyone gets mad.
Right.
I read a headline that said this, so I'm going to share it and be angry, because that's what all my friends are.
Right.
I just like the idea that
echo
a, whole
chamber
bunch of,
I've created.
A whole bunch of millennials found out who Norm MacDonald was.
Yeah, I think it's actually good marketing, because the show is about to go on Netflix.
It's
so.
On Netflix.
It's on there now?
Mm-hmm.
I saw the trailer for it the other night. When did it go on, today?
Yep.
Nice.
Oh,
you watch
better.
It when I get home.
Controversy.
Mm. Yeah, well, he pretty much just said that he didn't like, he's kind of glad that it's over. Or how it's not over, but like dying down in the media because
it's not like a but, frenzied. Like he did
this. Let's just cover off on things Norm MacDonald has done in the past. He's made jokes about trans people.
Yep.
He's right. made jokes about 9/11.
Yep.
Right.
He's made jokes about the Holocaust.
Yep. Right. Hitler's
but
dog.
This is a bridge too far.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah.
It's like no, you got to believe the victims. I'm like, well, unless they're gas chambers, I guess. Like then, fuck them. Like,
right.
Yeah, I mean, they're already dead.
It's like you can tell the victims by the pile of shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a weird conversation I used to get in with my ex-wife where she would talk about, like, it's so much worse to be assaulted than to be killed. I'm like, no. Just
what?
Objectively, no, it can't be worse.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
No.
I was like, how do you know that a dead person tell you that? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? How do you know? Like, what would you...
That makes no sense. Survey like, says corpse.
I talked to him. Yeah, you know, go to a medium. They're like, how's that? Not that bad.
It's all right. You know, it's much better than being assaulted. I'll tell you that.
Right.
What?
Well, and the funny thing is she'd never been either. Like, she was never assaulted or killed. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't trust you.
So what are you basing that assessment
You're
on?
Talking
then?
From a position
yeah,
of privilege
well, that's like
as,
me
a,
saying,
as a
like,
white woman.
Being in a fight.
Oh, yes, Steve. There you go.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. As a living white woman.
Get that apology music
We're
started.
Sorry.
You got live privilege.
Right. Privilege. We had to shut down that podcast. Nobody listens to
Not me, dude. I fucking hold my breath when I'm around women because I don't want them to think I'm alive. I don't want to have live privilege.
Mm-mm. Right. No, that's one too many.
Yeah. No, but Norm's great, man. I don't know how people shit on him. It's like, dude, he's such a good writer, and like people don't get it.
They just hold a mirror up to your nose, and they're like, he's breathing.
Yeah.
Send him to the front lines.
Wrong. No, but like, but what did he say? Like, hey, he said, I'm glad it's dying down some? Or what was, like,
he was saying, like, some people got hurt who shouldn't have been hurt, like Chris Hardwick. And he was saying, like,
yeah,
because
Chris Hardwick, it was like his girlfriend.
Yeah, his ex-girlfriend
was like claiming stuff on him, and he was like, no.
Yeah, and then he was like, here's the text messages.
Right.
Or she tried to get back with him after.
And then people will be like, well, that's Stockholm Syndrome. Like, I don't understand how this always happens when this comes to, like, this woke shit. You know what I mean? Where they're like, well, you as a white man can't speak for anybody, but me is, like, a black lesbian transgender woman. I can speak for everyone. Like,
right,
I know everyone's lived experience, and
it's
I know she's just a victim, and she's covering for him.
Yeah.
Right.
And
it's
I'm
the
like, same
how the
how,
fuck do you know that? Like, yeah, are you a mind reader?
Yeah, it's the same how only white people can be racist. Like
right.
that. Like, somehow that became a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You're, they're black. They can't be racist.
No,
excuse me.
When I worked, when I worked psych, there was like black patients that wouldn't let me do or
because you're a white
around.
Guy, yeah,
exactly. And
they're like, this dude smells like a wet dog.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
like,
that's
the
stereotype. By the way,
someone was like, "Oh, you were going through reverse racism." I was like, "No, I wasn't. That's just called racism.
It's just called racism."
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the good note I got on that is like, reverse racism is called acceptance. That
yeah.
was yeah,
yeah. If he had let me do it, then it would have been reverse racism, I guess. Even though he was taught not to.
Right, so... No.
Yeah, don't
yeah,
trust
so
the
like,
white
no,
man.
No, that's just racism. Not,
no, it would've been weird no if he was like, I don't like you because you're not black. It's like, that's almost reverse racism.
Right. I would've liked
he doesn't hate me because I'm white. He hates me because I'm not black.
Yeah, so you could've been Puerto Rican and he still wouldn't have wanted to.
Right.
Yeah.
Could've been a rattlesnake.
Yeah, that would've been like... That would've been reverse racism.
Yeah.
Or if he shouted it to you over his shoulder.
Oh, I get it. So, all right. So you're
into
doing,
a mirror.
It's got a vector to it. Speed and direction. Racism has both direction and magnitude.
It's a one-way street. Only white people can be racist, and it's one way.
I feel like it's just like everything, though. Like, I don't know if we really even touched that much on Nike last week. But, like,
I don't think we did at
all. All this shit.
I thought all, like, the open mics took care of it.
Yeah, all the open mics covered that handedly. And my Facebook. Just like scroll.
Swoosh.
Yeah.
Swoosh, just do it.
You would have thought someone actually got killed or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Burt Reynolds dying. Or like, what is Facebook anymore?
It's America's therapy.
No, it's just dead people.
Well, it's where,
like,
you get to go.
You should be mad about this. Be mad. Yeah. Be mad. And they're just like pressing it into your face. And like,
yeah.
I'm like, I already have a job I hate. I don't need this.
And babies. And then babies and puppies.
Oh, yeah. Baby photos. Look at these wacky little puppies.
Wacky little puppies.
There's a corgi with a diaper on. It's the cutest thing ever.
Look at my kid. Like. His head's too big, so he has to lean against the wall.
Oh, Charlie bit me. You know, it's the same shit. It's just like,
ugh. Oh, funny,
I would so much rather that than just like the angry bullshit all the time.
The fake outrage or the fake, you know, protest.
Like,
whatever.
People get mad then, about everything.
Then
like,
it's followed up by the, I know more than you, or I know better than you.
Oh, yeah.
About it.
And then it goes to grammar because they have nothing left.
Right.
Yeah.
Crack the knuckles.
Yeah, just like, oh, let me learn this guy something real quick.
Let me tell you something. As a social science major.
Right. Of course.
I learned a
Give
lot.
Give me your hot take.
In Buster. African studies as a privileged white man.
I read the phrenology book.
I grew up in a gated community, but I watched a lot of BET.
Yeah.
So I know all about the black hole.
Damn, I got that so good.
I don't even know. I didn't even right over my head. Phrenology book?
Yeah, that was.
Study of skulls.
Yeah. In Django Unchained, when he was talking about the skull and that little part of the skull that bumped out or whatever, that's called phrenology. That's what they used to. They're like, the black people would have this part.
They think
wrong.
This way because this is the shape of their skull, and it's like that's fucking insane.
Yeah. Oh, so it's just racist white people.
It's a debunked science.
Oh, it's not just racist. They do it to women too. They're like, look at the lady brain. When you look at the lady brain sitting in,
it's
this
a lot
skull.
Smaller. Yeah.
There's a lot of space in here. It's like, it looks like the same amount of space.
Right.
Yeah. And then they have the elongated ones.
You just don't
ones,
know how
so
to do
would...
measurement.
Right.
That's why I got a 16-inch pecker, I do.
I
Let
do
me put the calipers down there.
And then they have the elongated skulls.
Right.
What, like the sloping brows and stuff?
No, that's like caveman shit. No, like in like Europe or Ethiopian days or whatever.
Like
pharaohs and shit, they would like put head wraps on them to like make their heads like look like an alien.
Ethiopian Days was my favorite 70s sitcom.
Ethiopian Days.
Just a bunch of people.
Is that a Happy Days?
Monday, Tuesday, Starving Days. Wednesday, Thursday.
Warlord Days.
Somehow they work at a diner.
Sissy Days.
They all work at a diner, but there's no food. There's no food at the diner.
Warlord Days. Today comes the UNICEF. Today comes the UNICEF rice. Happy day.
Oh, Al. Please try the fish.
He hits the jukebox and it just plays like tribal music.
Like the beginning of Lion King.
I don't
King.
Even know what he sounds like.
Like horns and shit blowing through
playing
shofars.
Elephant tusks.
It's just the sounds of hungry stomachs.
Yeah.
Please, Papa, so hungry.
You know, they could use almond milk.
No, that's the show. They're just building a diner. They're not working in it. Build this diner out of sand.
I heard legend of a place you could go that gave you food.
And Opie's still the only white character.
This red-headed, white, pale dude.
This ginger with just skin peeling off his face.
It's so hot.
Somehow it's still Ron Howard.
Why are there no roofs anywhere?
Henry Winkler with a sweet donkey.
I can't just sit under straw. I'm dying.
He's got like the whitest turban out of everyone. He's like clean.
Turban?
Yeah.
Ethiopians wear turbans?
Probably. I don't know, right?
I just know it's hot and there's no food. That's the only thing I know about Ethiopia.
Ethiopian Fonzie tries to jet ski over a shark. He just falls into the shark's mouth. He's like, what? Oh, and just, oh no.
I'd think more like he's trying
just
to
like
pull.
A clean fall down the gullet.
Yeah, I just think of him trying to pole vault over a lion or something like
it's
that.
Like, instead of his catchphrase being like, hey, he's like, ha! Ha!
I swear to God, you're thinking of the Middle East.
I probably am. Where's Ethiopia? It's like in South America?
Yeah. That's like the Captain Ethiopia Phillips people almost. Is it Somalia close enough?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like the Middle East for some reason.
You know what's fun is you go to a, like a big city like New York or like there was one in St. Pete, but they'll have Ethiopian food restaurants. Like the irony is just
so
good.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like look at this sand. Look at this oxymoron.
it's just sand
and period
blood. But it's different colors. It's like, remember he used to make those colorful sango jars? That's what this is. It's an Ethiopian restaurant.
It's just bags of enriched flour.
They're like, don't you not drink your period blood. I don't know how many more months I'm going to get those. I'm so malnourished.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. <It's>... Like Sally Struthers is the manager.
Come in hungry, leave with a female circumcision.
Ethiopian Starvin Marvin was Ethiopian, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now I remember. And Sally Struthers, like, held all the food.
Yeah,
just eating chicken legs in front of them.
Yeah. He's like, look, Starvin Marvin, appetizers. It's what we eat before we eat. And he's just, like, staring at him, like, mouth agape.
I'm going to go ahead and start the apology. Do you want to kick this off, Matt?
I'm sorry that we talked about lunching squirrels in the semi-trucks.
Turn you down.
Well, I feel like we can't hear it when it's too loud there. Now we got to be able to hear us.
Yeah. I'm sorry my dad's raising a squirrel army that's eventually going to take over the Gulf Coast and murder David Wayne's dad.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. If anyone's going to be able to defeat the squirrel man, my dad can.
Yeah.
It's going to be Barry White. He's going to. See, he could dabble him kind of how, like, the Pied Piper had, you know, the pipes. He could play an instrument. I don't know what Barry White plays. Probably the piano.
The voice?
Yeah. He can. The sweet, sultry voice of Barry White will serenade those squirrels. There's a lot of S's in there. And he will serenade those squirrels, and they'll fight against your dad.
God damn it, what are you sorry for? So,
I'm sorry that my dad's going to have to kill his dad. I don't know.
Sorry for your loss in advance, man.
Sorry for my horrible upbringing that led to your comedy gold this fucking episode.
It's really a victim of circumstance.
I'd be sorry about that.
I'm very sorry. That the people in Ethiopia are so hungry. It's not right. But there's nothing we can do about it. I wish there was a joke there. I just can't think of anything.
That's the thing, though. It's not right, but it doesn't mean we can't make jokes at their expense. Because if anything we can offer them, besides a full belly, would be a full heart and full eyes full of tears from laughing so hard at the jokes that we crank out of Ethiopia. I thought it was the Middle East for like 90% of that bit.
I will greet them. I'm sorry. I will greet them with an open mind and closed borders. Try landing. It's going to be like Normandy, you motherfuckers.
It's all uphill.
I'm sorry, but Ethiopian food is an oxymoron. And the ironic is that it's inedible.
It's hipster's second favorite food, right after ass.
Nailed it. Oh, if you ever eat an Ethiopian ass, you're in for a treat.
It's going to be pristine.
Oh, yeah. Squeaky clean. Only thing that comes out of that is air.
Air in desperation.
Mm-hmm. And it's not even like a nasty, bubbly air.
You put your face up to it, it's like a glaucoma test.
Yeah.
If you put your ear to an Ethiopian's butthole, you can hear a warlord slaughtering the village.
You can hear the crackling flames consuming the masses.
You can hear the machete beatings.
The off-tune frail screams.
Yeah, Genghis Khan.
You know what's funny is like I almost
Genghis Khan of meat.
I almost feel like we need to explain that like we're not the ones doing it.
Yeah, I donate United Way every paycheck, so what have you done lately?
Yeah.
A dollar of my paycheck goes to United Way, which actually probably isn't the best place to send money to, but...
Yeah, like 90...
It helps me sleep at night.
90 cents of that is going to the CEO.
Yeah, for sure. But it helps me sleep at night knowing that, that 10 cents...
Let me guess, though, you spend the rest of your paycheck on Jimmy John's?
Yeah.
I'm changing things because I'm voting.
Yeah?
On America's Got Talent because I want to have a very talented country singer go over that they won't understand the kitsch of or anything.
Right.
But that'll be my gift to them as an American.
I always send $5 to the Golden Buzzer winners.
The Golden Buzzer winners.
I don't even know what that is.
It's from the America's Got Talent.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The people who are just the best of the best.
Yeah, they're like, this guy's got to move on. And he's like, bam.
Like Taylor Hicks?
Maybe.
Or Ruben Studdard?
That's American Idol. You're close.
Oh, okay.
Close enough.
One of those game shows with people washed up celebrities that somehow try to remain relevant.
I love the idea that you can't get people to go watch a talent show of their own kids at community theater, but like they'll watch a talent show on TV.
Mm-hmm.
For people they don't give a shit about and who aren't ever going to go anywhere.
Yeah, and people that just literally came from community theater and got lucky enough to be on TV.
Well, yeah, because like they get on TV and they're like, my story is my mom had cancer and she lost her social security, so she had to eat her own eyeballs.
And then they play music like we were just playing to make you fucking feel something.
It's usually Coldplay or something.
It's always the score, I'm telling you. If you watch like the movies.
Get them going. Dude.
No, like you watch a movie, like half the time if you just read the dialogue and took the music out, I wouldn't cry at the end of movies.
That's
sometimes.
Why deaf people are so cold.
Yeah.
Those cold sons of bitches.
That's where the saying came from. You pry this from my cold deaf hands.
See,
Matt drink water. I was hoping to get a spit take out of him.
A spit take.
I tried.
You guys can get that later on the ride home. Hey.
I'll give you a clap.
What the fuck is that?
Smacky.
It's auto-tuned.
Yep.
That's not auto-tuned.
So we're, yeah.
It's in stereo, whatever.
I don't know. Like it seems like just everyone's got strong feelings, though. I don't like it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Social media gives people a platform to care about shit. But I guarantee you, if everyone sat down and thought about everything, they wouldn't really give a shit about it. But they have to do it to keep up appearances. It's like the new modern day church where you go to church and it's like, oh, Johnny just got whatever and we're so proud of him. Or did you see what happened over here? This is what we would have done. We're much better. But instead of having like just your little community of people, it's the whole fucking world.
Well, you know what's the funny thing?
And they just pat themselves on the back.
Is like it's completely self-inflicted. Like I stopped following the news and I stopped really responding or engaging with people on Facebook for this horseshit.
No.
Or, like, in real life, honestly. Like, if someone starts talking about, like, news bullshit, and I'm just like, yeah, I'll just walk away, like, mid-conversation.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but, like,
I'm gonna go take a lot. A shit.
Because, like, ultimately what you're doing is you're inflicting it on yourself. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
The people are like, oh,
I can't stand this. Well,
I fucking hate Taylor Swift. It's like, stop listening to Taylor Swift. Like, who is bringing her to you?
Right.
Yeah. And it's everywhere I go. It's just like, what?
I'm out of skips on my Pandora and have to listen to Adele again.
Someone like, screaming on the floor of Forever 21. It's like, no! Again? You can't do this to me.
It's so white in here. Need some more POC.
I can't understand it anymore. Like, I used to feel that way and be obsessed with shit I hate, but, like, why?
Oh, yeah. Like, why do you obsess over the shit that you hate?
Because, like, instead I'm just like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to tell everybody about this awesome shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's why I'm really happy that people just share dumb shit on my wall. Like, it's just
silly
Silman
stuff,
posting,
yeah.
Like,
Loops,
stupid cartoons and stuff or, like, really weird Jacob
skits.
Yeah. That's all it is now. It's just Jacob skits because we just turn
Well, you get what you put out. Wait. If we put out, like, silly, goofy stuff, we're going to get that back.
I can't wait for someone. Well, we don't do that. We talk about serious stuff in a very crass way.
That's true. Condescending a little bit there. You know?
Well, because it's silly. Like, we can't change it.
It's the hypocrisy of it all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would rather laugh about it than cry about it, you dumb bitches.
Yeah. Like, be in the bathtub like crying game naked. Or I could be in there jerking off, laughing at everything.
Farting in the bathtub, laughing your ass off.
Exactly. What would you rather be doing?
I'm going to get a good arc on this, hit that rubber duck, clean off the shelf.
Like a goddamn circus game, whatever.
The pirate duck going to need a second eye patch.
Or a carnival game, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Ping, exactly. Ping.
I don't know. Fucking.
I don't know, man.
Makes me mad. I don't know. Be happy, people.
Yeah, there you go. If that's anything we could tell you.
Yeah, like if you're getting offended at ourselves, just like, you know, just lay in the tub and just like open a vein or like
pull
in a toaster. Or
well,
you
better apologize for that. You can be used against you in a court of law. The man in the box told me to open a vein.
I'm the man.
And if you're in Australia, let us know. Like, tweet it as it's going down the drain, if it's going clockwise or counterclockwise.
Right. Yeah. Tell us which way the Coriolis weighs.
As the femoral is just gushing.
Wait. And if you're in Australia, be sure to play this backwards. That's the only way you can listen to it, right? Yeah.
Upside down in the shower.
Yeah. Just listen to us on an inversion table.
Just, yeah, it's good for your back, too.
Yeah, it's good for your back. Stretch you out so someone else can fuck your wife.
With their giant battleship as your little tugboat pulls them in.
Because that's the
full circle, baby.
It's the entirety of Australia. Just passing their wives off to Aborigines.
Just a bunch of Paul Hogan's leading Aborigines back to his apartment.
Yeah, I want those 42-2 Aborigines.
They just come trotting out from the fucking Chromosomes. Outback,
right.
Which is like scorpion tails and heads of kangaroos.
I'm sorry,
on their
I just
neck.
Came back from a fuckabout.
From a fuckabout. I'm gonna plow your wife now.
Yeah, they got the farmer's hat, but only like one blooming side. Onion. Only one side of the farmer hat's like tilted up for some reason.
Blooming onion a day.
That's not a knife. We call that a cock? That's not a cock. Yeah. This is a cock. And some aborigine pulls out this fucking deep, pale ass
fucking honker.
Hog covered in veins.
Oh, my right? God.
Like dead soft, 13 inches.
You can hear the
but
pulse.
He can't speak a word of English. You know, he's a dum-dum because he's only got 42 chromosomes.
Everyone who can't speak English is a dum-dum. Yeah. You heard it here, people.
Right.
So you just... You lead them in with your tugboat, and you let them ply your wife and get those good genes.
You dumb Swedes.
You make a strong baby.
You dumb Swedes at CERN, you fucking retards. Yeah. Learn English.
As you have your bat and you're trying to collect guano.
Stop trying to split atoms. Start splitting dictionaries open.
Oh, split her dictionary open. I'm going to ram that thesaurus.
Make it so
right
thesaurus.
Through Dolores. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm an MC.
You finally did it.
You guys want to plug and get out of here?
Oh, I think Aborigine's already plugged it.
What's the Big Top? When's the Big Top
show? Giant Hog.
Big Top is Friday, September 21st.
Okay.
And then the only other thing I have, I'm not going to be able to...
A week from today, Maddie.
Yeah, fair.
I'm not going to be able to promote my other thing because it's going to have happened by the time this comes out. I'm going to be at the illustrious Lava Lounge doing... comedy for Victoria's birthday.
Oh, nice.
She's cool.
Mm.
It's weird that yet again I'm the only comic going, but you know, gig's a gig.
Yeah.
She's an avid listener.
Nice. I'm sure she is. So what plugs do you have, DW?
Why do you put this on? This is not Barry White. She put on Rockabilly again, Matt. I have no plug, so what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to tell a story right now. All right. You guys are out there gigging frogs. All right, I like to go frog gigging. Yeah. You ever go frog gigging?
What that is?
Well, all right, what do you do? You get yourself a stick now. You try to get a nice one now. You don't get one of them wet ones because it's going to break.
Yeah, you don't want a stick. Nobody wants a wet stick.
No, you don't want that. Either. And you get the frogs, and you get them out of the holes, and then you catch them. And then you deep fry them with some butter. Nice butter.
Ooh, drawn butter.
Drawn butter, yeah. You got to get a paintbrush. You can't use no regular brush. You got to get like a paintbrush and draw all that butter right over them fucking frog legs. And then you just fry them up and they are tasty.
Does it make your nipple hair stand on it?
Oh, babe, my back hair is a wreck when I'm eating them frog legs. And the pale moonlight, you know what I mean? Wash it down with a nice bottle of Grease Lightning moonshine out of a ball jar.
Ball.
It's the best you'll ever eat.
Ball.
Rockabilly.
Rockadavy.
Okay. Yeah, so my other date in Cortez, Florida got canceled, so yay. September 25th, I'm not going to be there, so don't go. Well, don't 25th, go. Don't you fucking go.
So instead of there, the 25th, go to the Iberian Rooster.
No, don't go there. I'll be at there. An open mic or something. Come see me.
Pay money.
You pay money to see Matt.
$5.
It goes towards him, I don't know, buying hair plugs eventually. I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
Hey, we had to go through all my shit there, bud.
Yeah, well, we know what hair plugs are associated with. We'll
buy butt plugs for me. All right, so I'm gonna be at Side Splitters for my weekend debut. I'm gonna plug it now. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
October 13th and 14th for Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake.
I will be at one of those goddamn shows. I'll find a way to get there.
From Legion of Skanks. You better fucking be there. If you guys aren't there, ooh.
Ooh.
If I see 30 downloads, I better see 30 asses in seats. And 30 out, 30 downloads, that's a pretty good day for us.
Right. Boom.
Anything else, guys?
No.
Nope.
All right. Cuck and tugboats.